Blog Talk Radio.
This is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today with the Foot Expert Online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. 646-787-1532 is the call-in number. Good morning, Dr. Rehm.
Hey, good morning. You have no idea what a joy it is for me to spread the word of keeping your feet healthy, Don Alan. Really, it's great to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, you know, today we're talking about controlling blood sugar and your feet. You know, your feetness, which is the optimal health of your feet, it has many aspects to it. And blood sugar
Absolutely.
Is just one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Tell
yeah,
us a little
yeah,
bit
you know,
about.
Yeah, you know, people, I have this saying, and people who listen to this podcast, and by the way, we're expanding our audience tremendously, and I appreciate all the people that are listening and use our broadcast as a resource. But the thing is that when people come into my office, they don't understand my saying, the feet are attached to the rest of the body. Do you hear that, everybody? The feet are attached to the rest of the body. And like you said before, Don Alan, blood sugar is part of that. People come in and they think that when they don't manage their blood sugar, when their hemoglobin A1Cs, that means the blood sugar over 3 months, is high, why do they get burning feet? They have no idea that blood sugar is the primary reason people get neuropathy. It's amazing. And so to answer your question, yes, blood sugar significantly affects the feet.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, sometimes people, and we talk about, you know, health and the health that individuals, you know, their own health, and they, as long as they feel good at the moment, they don't worry about things that can affect them in the long run, feet being one of them.
Yeah,
and
they don't. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say one of those things that you know, they start limping around and really, like you say, and I love the saying that, you know, the feet are connected to the rest of the body, and are at least as important as you know, the other part of the body. And so
absolutely, yeah. You know, back to what you said about things not hurting right away. Neuropathy doesn't hurt. Diabetes doesn't hurt. Even, you know, people don't, it's common knowledge that high blood pressure doesn't hurt. But these things build up over time, and we've got to be conscious of our health even when we're not aware of it affecting us, because believe me, it does. And so I wanted to highlight that point that you're making, is it doesn't have to hurt for it to be important to our health.
Exactly. In fact, when it starts hurting, it may be too late.
Oh, that's true. So, you know, blood sugar definitely affects the foot, because it affects the diabetes, and the diabetes affects the foot. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a surgeon, and I've done surgery on people with high blood sugars. Not that that's my choice, sometimes we have to do surgery in spite of how their blood sugars are. And you go in and you make your cut, and the patient bleeds, of course, but the blood is like maple syrup. And what happens is this thick globular type of blood flow doesn't distribute the oxygen that it's supposed to the tissues. Because what's the purpose of blood flow anyway? What's the purpose of circulation anyway? Is to deliver nutrients and oxygen to the tissue. So when it's running like maple syrup and thick and sticky, it's literally sticky, by the way, and when it's running through the tissues, thick and sticky, it can't transmit the oxygen and nutrients efficiently. Can you picture that happening, Don Allen?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you picture that picture of this sticky mess? And when people realize that, they realize how important their diet is to diabetes. And not only that, this whole stickiness causes an additional problem, and that's inflammation. And the inflammation is involved in the blood sugar sticking into the joints. That's called glycation. We've talked about that before. And it builds up poisonous products, oxidation byproducts that are literally kill the tissues. And so, yes, is blood sugar important? Is circulation important? You better believe it. You better believe it. You know, I meet people every day. Are you watching your diet? Well, I try, and then I stick my pen out and I say, here, try to take my pen. And they can't try. They actually take the pen. I says, there's no such thing as trying. I don't understand this. I don't understand where people are not taking care of their health. I don't understand where temptation is more important at the time than knowing you have to stay healthy.
And one of the things is, Dr. Rehm, is it's all about knowledge. It's all about understanding.
Is it?
And
is it?
Is
it, Don Allen? Is it about knowledge? We all know that cholesterol is bad and fat and bad and high, but we don't do it anyway. Why don't we do it? Is it about knowledge or is it about something deeper?
I'm thinking that, you know, sometimes people don't understand the importance of, you know, the things that we're talking about, you know. And that's why, like I say, that's one of the reasons that we're having these conversations is so that people can understand. And here's just an example for you. And this happened just last night. Each weekend, we take our grandkids. And part of my understanding, part of my knowledge comes from, you know, working with another one of the authors who's a common friend of ours. His name is Chuck Hahn. And Chuck has been, you know, a diabetic for almost 44 years, but he understands the importance of, and he talks about it in the books and the things that he does. And, you know, you and I, I've actually filmed interviews with you and Chuck in the diabetic, the daily diabetic and, you know, what's important. And so when I say it's important to have this knowledge and understand, you know, I refer to the fact that much of the understanding that I have gained is just simply working with you, working with Chuck, and knowing what's going on. So here's what happened last night.
Yes.
I've got a granddaughter. My granddaughter's 4 years old. Now she's not growing as fast as we would think that she is. You know, she's small and she's remaining kind of small. But, you know, this little gal has she's addicted to sugar big time, and she'll just she'll eat all kinds of things that are sweet for her. And so I'm trying to help her understand the things that are important for her diet you know, and you're teaching a 4 year old, and you know, you as she was, it was probably 6 o'clock in the evening, and she's, you know, she goes over behind the couch, and pretty soon I hear her whimpering and crying. I go over there. I go, Izzy, please, what's the matter? What's happening? And she says, I don't feel well. And I go, well, what's the matter? And she just says, I don't feel well. And so I'm starting to think about, you know, how this works. You know, I mean, just wondering if she's crying because she doesn't, you know, she wants a snack or some candy or whatever. But grandma was fixing the dinner at that time. So we get her to eat, you know, either get her some toast and eggs, you know, and grandma fix them in a special way. As soon as she gets some food into her, she starts feeling better. And that immediately makes me think of what Chuck, you know, Chuck, his sugar levels, when they drop, he feels horrible. And so we got to get Absolutely. Sugar levels back up into a certain range, but not too high either. And so it started making me think, you know, oh gosh, maybe, you know, maybe she's pre-diabetic. Maybe there's some problems here. And so when I dropped her off with her parents, I told them, I says, you know, have you guys checked the diabetes of Izzy? And oh no. And my daughter-in-law, she says, well, she doesn't have diabetes. I checked when she was born, you know, they checked me and I don't have diabetes. And so I was thinking, gosh, you know, what does that have to do with now, whether you're not a diabetic when you were pregnant with her and what's going on with her right now? You know, what can you say about an individual who doesn't really understand what diabetes is all about?
Well, it's you see, diabetes is a sign of it's really advanced aging, and people don't feel they're aging, and it's kind of like an advanced aging, and it's very insidious. Now, what I could say about people who don't understand their diabetes is exactly what we said before, is people have to meet a critical event before they understand what's wrong. You said that education is the key. And I said, education, is that all? What else is missing? Because we all know the rules of good health. Everybody listening to this podcast right now understands the rules of good health. But there's a lot of us that's not obeying those rules. Okay? What has to happen? What can I say to those people who don't understand their diabetes is they haven't met their critical event. And I am trying to have them experience the critical event in their imagination rather than in reality. I don't want people to have a critical event. I don't want people to have a heart attack. I don't want people to have a stroke. I don't want people to develop diabetes. And if they would only listen to their body. Now, what your granddaughter was doing is she was saying, she was just voicing what we all do when we don't eat right. There's a sense of we're not feeling well. If we would listen to our body, it doesn't mean that we're sick. It means that we're not doing the right things for them right now, the body. We're not doing the right things for the body. And so it's just a matter of listening to your body. And so the two things I would say is listen to your body. And the second thing is try to avoid the critical event. Try to imagine it in advance so we don't have to have a heart attack. We don't have to have a stroke. We don't have to have diabetes. The body wasn't meant to absorb all this garbage that is sold in our foods that affect our blood sugars or our inflammation. You go to any supermarket. Yes, you go to any commercial supermarket, not an organic supermarket. You go to any regular supermarket. What's a good supermarket in your area? Don Allen.
Yeah, like, well, Walmart's one of them. People go to Walmart.
Okay, you go to any supermarket, a Walmart, a Kroger's, whatever it is, and you stick to the average shelves, not the organic section, and you pick anything out there and it has many ingredients, that's not good. What people should pay attention to is eating food. Doesn't that sound stupid? Doesn't that sound over obvious? People should eat food, but we're not eating food. We're eating all these ingredients and all this garbage and all these additives and all these preservatives. We're eating all this garbage. But what we should do is eat just food, like our grandparents did, Don Allen. Like our grandparents, eat just food, not too much, mostly plant-based. We eat too much fatty meat. I'm not saying be a vegetarian. I'm saying, hey, you know, eat meat sparingly. Don't have, you know, three courses of ribs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got an interesting story. I got to tell you. Yesterday, I'm visiting my parents in Phoenix, and they live at a retirement village, a assisted living. And they go to their little for dinner. They go down to dinner in their section there, and they serve them dinner. It's a very nice place. And at the table with my parents is a lady. I thought she was maybe 72, 75, 80. She's 97 years old. And not only did her attitude, oh, I love every day I wake up and I'm thankful for every day, and I've had a good life, and I was a teacher, and I keep active, and I keep reading. But you know what she said? She said that when she grew up on a 40-acre farm in the Midwest, and she said, you know, food, I remember eating food, and we used to kill our chickens fresh, and we used to have fresh beef, and we used to pick our vegetables. What I'm saying is she didn't have any preservatives. And she grew up healthy. She never had colds. She never was sick. And she says, I remember how good that food tasted. I'm backing up the point that we should eat food where our grandparents did not have this crap. Excuse my language. You could bleep it out if you want. They didn't have this crap in the food.
I agree. I agree with you.
That's my message. And what does it have to do with blood sugar? Well, this garbage that we're eating promotes diabetes. We all could get diabetes if we ate enough junk. That's my message for blood sugar. That's my message for circulation. Circulation is affected by the blood sugar. All right, don't get me started. I'm telling you, I'm really passionate about this stuff.
Well, and you have reason to be. You know, one of the things that one of my own podcasts, I talk, it's called Get On Cue Now. And I talk about a model that I developed, or actually was inspired with, over 32 years ago. And one of the things that it is I talk about quarters, going from quarter one, which is where we basically do all the wrong things. And we got to get to quarter four where we're doing all the right things, and that gives us joy and happiness.
Yes, I remember us talking about that.
Yeah. And so the process of doing that, and this leads back to what you were talking about earlier, and I agree with you because of that, is, as I said, knowledge is important. And see, that's where we gain understanding, is in quarter two. In order to get around to quarter four, which you can't go directly from the first quarter, you can't go directly from bad health to good health. It takes changes, and those changes are based upon understanding, good knowledge. But, you know, the thing of it is that understanding, we still have to go through quarter three, which is action, and that's the implementation of good things. That's where you were saying that you can't try. It's not an intention of doing things. You've got to do it. And that doing,
you've got to feel it
over a period of
time. You've got to feel it. You've got to want it. You've got to be committed to it. Just like people who lose weight on Weight Watchers and all that, they're committed to it. They live it. They eat it. They breathe it. They may gain weight afterward, but while they're on the diet, they have to have that passion. what we need to do is have that passion for health and eating right and an overall balance in life. You know, we talk about blood sugar, and that's what we're talking about, circulation and blood sugar and all that. But you know what? There's other aspects of life, too. There's balance. There's family. There's social aspects. We talked about that all the time on our shows, you and I.
Sure. You know,
there's social aspect. And there's stress relief. And there's, you know, the body is the health is a balance of all of these areas.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that this show is all about is the base on which we stand. And that's where we talk about the feet.
Yeah.
Because it's so important.
Exactly.
The feetness have
to
do
with
what
we put in
our mouth.
Yes, absolutely. And where I'm coming from with the feet, it starts with your health. It starts with your health. And then we can have good feet. And the feet are the foundation of our lives. People don't have feet, their lives changes. They're stuck to a wheelchair and their heart starts deteriorating and their digestion starts deteriorating. And so, you know, the lifestyle is so important to the foot. It really is.
Exactly, because of the fact that, like you were talking about earlier, is not only eating well, but exercise. Exercise is a very important thing.
Exactly.
And that exercise
I try to promote
is
this.
Usually.
I try to, you know, my whole life is dedicated to this prevention. Attention to prevention. My whole life is dedicated to it. And, you know, my website is thediabeticfoot.com, and they will see Dr. Reem Remedies there. And what I'm trying to do is to promote things that people can do by themselves and help themselves stay healthy before they go to the doctor. I want to help people help themselves before they go to the doctor. This is what I'm trying to say, because I'll go back to our healthcare system, and you're involved with several things in our healthcare system. I know that through your various senators and other people that you work with. We can't afford to get sick anymore, Don Allen. We can't afford
it.
We have to stay healthy. And this is another motivation. We have to stay healthy. We can't afford to get sick.
Absolutely. You know, just a note on that is I was talking, and like I say, one of the other shows that I do is with Senator Thane, an Idaho State Senator. And this last election, 60% of the people voted to expand Medicaid. And you know, the reason they do that is because they feel, oh, the charity of their heart, you know, well, these people who can't afford it, you know, they should be able to get on Medicaid. But what they forget, what they don't understand, is that that means that they're going to end up paying for it. It's going to be higher taxes. It's going to be higher. And, you know, they don't put the two together. Yeah,
exactly.
They don't put the two
together.
You
know what we're doing, you've heard of this saying, teach a man to fish and he'll feed forever. Give a man fish and he'll eat for a while. And what we're doing right now, is not teaching people how to fish with different.
Exactly.
We don't have an insurance problem in this country. The major problem is not insurance. It's deeper than that. So
okay.
Yes.
I'm going to ask a question of you, and you are a doctor. In other words, you deal with Medicaid and getting paid that way and so on. And we've talked about this before. But see, Senator Thane, one of the things that he said is he said that our system is hospital-centric. In other words, hospitals are promoted mostly to, you know, go to the hospital to fix all the problems and everything, whereas they're not promoting the doctors. And so, anyway, he was in a meeting this last week, and they were talking about individuals who, one of the persons says, no, our it's not hospital-centric. And he said, well, the people on Medicaid, what are they supposed to do then? Do they go to the hospital or do they go to the doctor? And they said, well, they're supposed to go to the primary care. And the primary care, he says, well, you think about the primary care, doctors don't get 100% of what Medicaid, they get less. And so he says, but they can go to the hospital and it gets 100%. So people go to the hospital because, and so it's hospital centric. And see, the thing of it is like you as a doctor, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get people to do prevention so that they don't have to go there. And yet,
what you're really saying, if I could have the permission to rephrase it, we are disease oriented. We are disease oriented instead of health oriented. Our focus is on how do we treat the disease? How do we treat the disease? We go to the hospital. How do we treat the disease? Where's all the conversation about preventing the disease? Where's the conversation? Hospitals are not involved there. Hospitals are when you go to the emergency room and have a heart attack or have an infection. Because if you don't have a real reason for being in the hospital, they kick you out now. There's no such thing as prevention in a hospital right now. I'll go on record. If anybody wants to argue with me, you argue with me, go to my website, thediabeticfoot.com, and make a statement. Please, hospitals are not for prevention. The hospitals are not for health these days. They're corporate entities. I will go on record as saying that. And so what you're really saying, Don Allen, is that we're not health-oriented or disease-oriented. Do you agree with me? Can you see that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the entire focus, and that's the entire thing, is that the hospital is the most expensive place to remedy anything, whereas if we were interested in better health and lower costs, we would be taking care of ourselves.
Okay.
We would watch our sugars.
We would
take care of our feet.
How do we, through this broadcast, and I'm interested in anybody listening to volunteer their comments either to this podcast or the diabeticfoot.com, whatever. Okay, but how do we get people to be interested in health? I want some comments from people. I want some help. How do we generate this massive interest in our health in our country?
It's got to come from the individual. It's got to come from each and every individual taking interest in their own health. That's what we're saying.
We pay more attention to polishing our cars than we do in keeping our own health. We pay more attention to our cars than we do our body. And we pay more attention to the type of gasoline we put in our cars than the food we put in our body. Anyway, we got to promote this, Don Allen. This is the reason for the show. We got to promote this. We got to be on top of it. We really have to motivate the public to get on this bandwagon.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, the time that you and effort that you come together with us. And give us the understanding that we need to move forward. And
well,
like I say, this today was about controlling our blood sugar, which means what we put in our mouth.
Exactly
how that affects
it's
us clear to the feet.
Sometimes it's not easy, but it's very simple. Okay, remember, attention to prevention. And you know what? Thank you for having me on, and thank you for allowing me the voice to be able to promote attention to prevention and really, really get this movement going, attention to prevention, really. And if anybody wants to contact me or give me a comment or tell me how wrong I am or tell me how right I am or agree with me, thediabeticfoot.com.
All right. Diabeticfoot.com. Go there.
No, the diabetic foot. They have to put the Z in there. The diabetic foot.
Okay.
Even if you go to footexpertonline.com, it'll come to me too.
Okay. Absolutely.
You know, I am the foot expert online. I am the foot expert.
That's right. That's why we got you here. All right.
All
hey,
right.
Thanks for being with us this morning. or on the recorded call. This is Don Alenrico and Dr. Kenneth Ream with The Foot Expert Online. Remember to keep your feet healthy. Bye for now.
Enjoyed it.
All right. Talk to you later. The Foot Expert Online is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Kenneth Ream, all rights reserved.